NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. In the dense, steaming jungles of Cambodia lie the ruins of a civilization that in its heyday rivaled the grand empires of the Mayas and Aztecs. Archaeologists believe that more than a million people once lived in the region surrounding the great temple of Angkor Wat. The city itself was called Angkor.
Angkor was the capital of a large kingdom that stretched throughout Southeast Asia. It was the administrative center, political center, and a major religious site in the region from about the 9th century through the 14th century.
Keith Ehrenberg is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a consultant to the World Monument Fund, which is working to preserve the heritage of Angkor. The ruins were rediscovered by French explorers more than 100 years ago, but we still know little about the people who left them, says Ehrenberg.
There isn't a great written record of Angkor. There was a Chinese visitor that came by in the the 13th century who recorded his observations of the society, and there's some written steles that talk about what happened there. It has a lot of secrets that the jungle is buried, and because there has not been much work done in the last 100 years due to various interruptions, and because most of the focus at Angkor has been on restoring the monuments and not archaeological work, there is certainly much to be done.
Exploring the area isn't easy. There are marauding soldiers and bandits and landmines hidden in the jungle. So archaeologists have taken aerial and satellite photos of the sites to supplement their work on the ground. Last year, they added a powerful new tool to the search. At the World Monument Fund's request, Space Shuttle Endeavour trained a space imaging radar instrument on Angkor as it overflew the region. The radar penetrated the treetops to reveal features that otherwise had been hidden. Scientists are now using the data to detect subtle changes in vegetation, ancient pathways, and other clues that can help them piece together the puzzle of Angkor.
Specifically, the archaeologists are looking for clues as to how the area could support a million people at the time. They're looking for reasons as to why the temples were placed in certain areas, where the mining of the materials that were used in the temples came from. They're looking at how this vast hydrological system that encompasses Angkor was built, why it was built the way it was, and what its uses were for. Was it for irrigation? Was it for religious purposes?
The hydrological system includes reservoirs, moats, and canals. Some were known before, while others appear for the first time in the radar imagery. The trick, says Ehrenberg, is combining all the various sources of information on Angkor, ground studies, aerial images, and now the radar, to come up with new interpretations. Sifting through the flood of radar data will take a long time, he says, and will involve archaeologists around the world. But already, researchers know they are onto something important.
Once the first pictures came out from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the scientists immediately saw things that they had not noticed before from their groundwork and from satellite imagery. So there was great excitement right from the start. The NASA data has been given to the Cambodian government, and it will be used by all researchers and available on the World Wide Web for the study of Angkor.
Ehrenberg says the value to the Cambodian government goes beyond helping to preserve and understand the nation's cultural artifacts.
This information that has been gathered from the Spaceborne Radar Laboratory is important for the Cambodians that are living around Angkor today, and there are thousands of people that reside in that region. It's important because the more we learn about the hydrological system around Angkor, the more we can learn about how to prevent floods and droughts in that region, and it provides a lot of useful information for the residents there.
As for the shuttle radar, it may occasionally dabble in the field of archaeology, but mostly it will continue to provide scientists with valuable data on the Earth and oceans taken from more than 100 miles overhead. The people who built the great temples of Angkor centuries ago probably never would have imagined such a thing. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.